Welcome to Today at Kwadinam, October 14th, our electronic ashram in cyberspace. We welcome you. In our reception hall, the beautiful marble project continues. Oh, the Los Angeles Times, one of the largest newspapers in California, journalists called and asked for the Hindu point of view for forgiveness. He is writing an article for the Templeton Fund Project. And also, Professor Kasumita Peterson contacted us through fax, and she's doing an article on loving kindness. And this is for the loving kindness of all the religions of the world for the World Council of Churches. The belief that makes some people and animals expendable and others are saved and should be saved and others can be killed and not even have a soul. Great exploration. Again, we are helping from the Hindu point of view, and Merging with Shiva is progressing very nicely. Every day I'm reading on digital cassette, one or two or three of the daily lessons. It'll soon be available. Remember a few days ago, or a week or two ago, I mentioned that a representative of the World Parliament of Religions, the international organization that had a fantastic conference in Chicago, is holding another one in South Africa. Well, the representative, when she came here, we talked to her about the major belief that we have, that if children are beaten in the home, if children are molested, if children are treated badly, put down verbally, emotionally, allowed to be in distress, that a new age, a new life, a future for all the religions is really, really doomed. Well, this was very difficult for her to accept, but after a good lunch and more talking, she said, "I have come to terms with this." We received a very, very nice fax from her saying that, yes, we intend to make this the centerpiece of the World Parliament of Religions 1999 in South Africa, and we're going to discuss this thoroughly. We put her in touch with the EPOC organization and other organizations to strengthen and give her all of the pamphlets and knowledge necessary to make this happen. For those of you who are contributing to building the Erevan Temple, a beautiful place where the wish-fulfilling Shiva Lingam 700-pound crystal will reside, I wrote a little article about begging. We're all beggars on this earth. A professional beggar is one who knows how to release money from people. We just had several of our Mathavasi monks, yogis, and sadhaka come back from India where they experienced professional beggars. For instance, here's a little story. Just as you're leaving the airport, you come across a little old lady who is too frail, uneducated, too sickly to ever find employment. At 80 years of age in India, who would employ anyone? And you reach into your pocket and pull out some last remaining rupees that you might have, and then going through a dilemma. Shall I give her 40 rupees? At this stage of her poverty, 40 rupees would seem like $40 to her. Actually, one U.S. dollar is worth 40 rupees. And the dilemma continues. Well, I think just 10. But I do have to give something. 10 rupees. Which is about 20 cents, you know, in U.S. currency. Then your hand comes upon a 100-rupee note. And it sort of clings to your hand, and you look at it, and you say, and your superconscious mind, your still small voice, your intuitive nature says to you, that little old lady there, too frail, too sickly, to get a job to support herself. Two elderly, all of her relatives probably died or run off someplace. That might just be me in a future life. So you say, oh, what the hell, I'll invest in the future. And you give it to her. And she stashes away and gives you a little knowing smile and looks right into your eyes. And you remember this. You've invested into the future. You can give nothing away. Well, the lesson today is we can give nothing away. It always comes back to us. Whatever it is. Gold, silver, money, kindness, unkindness. Whatever we give out, physically, mentally, emotionally, will make that big boomerang cycle and come back to us. We can't avoid it. The law of karma, which means action, has an equal and ever-building sometimes effect depending upon the emotion involved, the generosity involved in our giving. You cannot give anything away. I'm giving to you. It's going to come back to me. I'm investing in my future. You take my message and you give it to someone else, it's going to come back to you. You're investing in your future because you're improving life on planet Earth. And we're all here to improve life on planet Earth. We're all here to help each other, love each other, take care of each other, not ignore each other. There are no throwaway people. I mean, even the Christian big book says, given you shall receive. Is that not the law of karma right there? Buddhists say the same thing. We must take it seriously and use that law of karma. It works better than Las Vegas. To win there, you have to own the casino. Life is a gamble, to be sure. We really don't know the next doorway we're going to go through and what's going to happen once we get through it. We don't know about tomorrow, but we do know about yesterday. But what we do know is that what we give out, we're going to get back. And if you go into the next room tomorrow, you're going to give out what you gave back and put in that room. You decorated that room. You hung the chandeliers. You furnished that room by positive or negative actions of the past. This is the divine law. This was a law that was rejected and is rejected even today by the Abrahamic religions. But rejecting the law of gravity does not mean that the law of gravity does not exist. What you give out, you will get back. Now the person who gave the 100-rupee note to the little old lady that was so frail, so sickly, that really was in need, will have returned 200 rupees, 300 rupees, four, or even more, depending on the release of the gift. Many people give and have strings attached. I mean, this is happening in our Hindu temples right around the world. Big givers give and expect to be honored, have a place in management, manage their money. They're actually buying into the corporation and also getting the credit of being a giver, a patron, a big donor. Well, that too has its problems. Because we can't do two things and get two benefits at the same time. A true gift is no name attached. A true gift is a total release. A true gift is not an investment in our building up of our ego. It is an investment in the future of this life and the future of lives to come. Well, I sat down here to talk with you in cyberspace and through our computers. We are communicating. I had no idea what I was going to say. This just started rolling out. I must be talking to someone out there who needs to hear these words. Who are you? Well, communicate with me. Send an email and let me know who you are who needed to hear these words. I'll be seeing you in all of our familiar computers here and there and around the world about 18 to 20 different countries are watching and participating in the daily activities of Today at Quiet Enum, our electronic cyberspace ashram. See you tomorrow. And that will be October 15th.